item would be approval of old minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
And a motion, a second, to approve old minutes. Any discussion?
Who made the first? Okay, sorry.
And those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Just as a mention of the log, the minutes, that I assume Kendall received it also, but I did my approval for the next term, for 2025, and got it on Monday, so it's late notice. But we did get it, but I assume Kendall did also. It's a good follow-up. Thank you.
Old business. Anything without questions for Travis? You know, any old business?
I do have an old business item, and I'd like to catch for Travis. Hopefully, he's going to be part of it. Forward time and time again. It is very old business. I don't know, only Travis can tell us how long project number 10 on our project list. That's our project list, a piece of it. It's not the whole thing. You can't copy the whole thing unless you fail swoop on an 8.5 by 11. As of March the 10th, 10/21, so it's almost a year old. Have you been doing any updates since last year?
I think we had some, March 10th is the most recent updates.
So that's really part of the nature of this is, personally, because I represent District 5, focusing on the projects that have been somewhat languishing. We've been very adept at identifying the problems and keeping them updated with the way we do that, our method of evaluating these and keeping them periodically. And certainly we have the obligation to ourselves as a board and to the public to do that on a regular basis, at least annually, I think. All the projects, not just the ones for District 5, but the two that I've got voted on here. So part of the appeal this morning is to consider putting Travis back to work again if we've got the funds to do it. I assume we're still got the funds that were left over. I don't know if you used them from last year or not, or whether they carried over or whatever. To generally update with any items that the whole board might bring up in their districts that they feel like has changed, you know, drastically since a year ago. And the two from District 5 that I'd like to offer up, and special emphasis on the current ranking of number 10 for 5-2, that's 248 Branson Hills Parkway intersection. That continues to be a safety item. And the second item down there on the list, 248 Buchanan Road intersection, where the high school and all the schools are over there. Both of those are safety items. And out of the overall ranking, and we weigh everything, as you're well aware, many different items, economics, and traffic flows, and everything, traffic counts, and all of that go into it that Travis does from an engineering standpoint. But in the past, they've ended up ranking 248 up in the top 10. We're doing great, I think, with our big-ticket items, big projects like the number one item, Taney County Expressway. That's a never-ending battle that every week, and Rick and Hollister is leading that effort valiantly, and we're making headway, and we're trying to get funding for it. The duress that we've got with the administrations and the funding that's available, and Taney County's behind it 100%, many others, but it seems like to me, we need to continue to give attention to all these items. I mean, that's a long list. I think there's 54 total on the whole list, but particularly those that are up in the upper quarter, because what happens, we focus, rightfully so, because we've got limited resources, limited time to focus on these top hitters. But but we ought to be spending some time reviewing and encouraging. And the two guys that have the most control over these are the Branson representative and the Hollister representative. Because we're more advisors, but you guys have the resources and some tools, because you've got other things, high demands. But if anything's going to happen on these items, we've got to have you guys as in the lead and taking the information back and seeing where it fits into your programs and try to address it. Because we need to be following up, I think, on all these items from time to time. And they don't necessarily go in order. Devin's been working a number of these, and I don't know how many can already come off the list. I'm sure in this general update we're talking about doing maybe before the next meeting. But there's some items that you touched base with Devin on, and probably some of them could be updated or come off the list. Down at the bottom here, we did start a category. Those that come off the list are listed at the bottom, so that when people look at this on the website, we ought to be putting those on our website so they can see we're actually accomplishing something. But those that come off the, of course, the people out in the field, they know we're accomplishing something by the work that's performed. But
on those, Clevenger Cove trigger or Happy Hollow Green Park, they're in the Corps' hands. I met all of their criteria a year and a half ago. I'm simply waiting on them to sign the final permit and what are we doing? Round Mountain Bridge, if you do the office,
Probably the best for Travis to get busy, you know, and make sure we're cutting all the bases on. And you may want to call each representative in their area to see if, and this may be a general appeal to, if there's something that's come up that's not on the list, like we've always done in the past, bring it to our attention like the next meeting or whenever it's appropriate to do something.
Well, I mean, on the record, though, old cheese plant, been trying to pour the deck for 3 weeks with the water filter temperatures I'm not in for it, and have money at the door. We're scheduled to re-pour it or to pour it on Monday, the 31st. We've actually got decent temps at night, and underneath the car is all the way there to go. And it'll be another one we took off.
Great.
I'm working with MoDOT and other people at Buchanan in the outer road.
Got the outer road.
Redoing
it's on here on the list somewhere. I forget which one.
Redoing the intersection there. But getting MoDOT's properties.
Well, we need to get encouragement on the Buchanan ones and the Branson Hills ones because they're higher rating, but they come as they will and when resources are available. But it's great that we can get it. We don't dress them out up in the same sequence, but we just need to be ever mindful of where we can help out. And the two guys in this room from representing Hollister and Branson are the ones that helped us the most. That being said, the reason why an additional emphasis on 248 in particular, the Branson Hills Parkway, it's virtually starting to explode. Heath, I don't know if you would say that also, second that, but it is. It's, and last fall, it exploded greatly. But
we still get probably new proposed plans in, I don't know, once a month at least, right through there, you know. We've got another one. We hadn't even seen it. It's already made it in the paper.
Yeah.
That golf thing out there.
Well, that's on the next list here. If you look at it, I just heard through the news.
That's how we heard about
since the Christmas holiday. These items right here. And the big one's the Social Birdie.
Yep.
Starting a 9,000 square foot entertainment complex, Downing Street Four House Restaurant, pickleball courts, 18 hole putting golf course. Billiards, ping pong, shuffle bar, and that's all in the proximity of Walmart over there. And you know how crowded and busy and how irregularly those entrances and exits are? It's fierce.
I have a thing that's called Project Dream Continuum. And there are three things that move a dream to a project. You have to have a sources and uses document that says this is what it's going to cost us to build it, and this is where the money's going to come from. Then you have to have certified funds, and then you have to have an operating contract. And if you get all three of those, you have a project. Social birding is somewhere before number one. Why that got announced was a shock to the whole economic development community that was quiet. And so don't get too excited about social birding yet, because I'm not saying it won't happen. But that baby is a long, long, long ways under.
The shock about it is, initially they're saying it'll be occupied by the end of 2020. So that's this year.
Well,
that makes it almost unbelievable, but
you can have Keith in the house when he finally gets through the plan.
We're not so much worried about it coming to fruition or when, but we know it's going down, being planned down the pipe. Yeah. The part I'm concerned about is how it's going to affect the traffic flows up and down Branson Hill.
Sure.
Right in an area where we've got safety issues with signals and entrances and so forth. Another one, Cox Medical Center. And have you received the plans on that yet?
We've had the guys in talking about this.
That's just west of those rec plats on about 32 acres.
Yeah.
And that's going to layer on additional traffic flows. Where I live, Branson Hills Estates, they're building houses out there continually. It's not on the list. There's many, many other businesses and additions that aren't on this list on that same parkway. And I was encouraged last fall when you started laying the new asphalt on Branson Hills Parkway. I didn't realize this is what, you probably didn't realize either, but that was a good lay, overlay, because it's going to be needed with all of this. KFC started last fall, and they are already ready, completed. They're working on the inside and outside, and going to open soon. Discount Tire, right across the street from KFC, right by Walmart. There's going to be a Discount Tire place. Stone Valley has continued to build out homes. They've built about 25 homes there in the last year. They're building, mass building them there. And they're going to be at least 75 homes, if not more. And then Summer Ridge Senior Patio Homes, that's HCW, and Mr. Huffman started that about a year and a half, maybe two years ago, and they're already built out. Everything's sold in there. 55 gated community and over 50 duplex units. And then the villas on top of the hill, the elite villas on top of the hill, they're continuing to build them out. But this is just a smattering of the list. It's the top ones. But it tells me that the safety conditions about the signal. And we had talked this many times with David Miller about that signal up at the top on the west end, hitting 248. That's where we've had two crashes there, where one young lady was killed, and a gentleman went to prison over, and another gentleman lost his life there. It was inebriated, ran into the side of the mountain. But sight distance is poor both ways there, and you're supposed to be doing 45 mile an hour, but if you're there at any point in time, you'll see him coming through there at 50 mile an hour.
Plus,
and you've done a great job of getting the flash signing up there, physical
rumble strips
to get people aware. Yeah. But that signal that was originally there when we talked this through with David and verified it on both ends 5 years ago when this project was first put on the list, that signal that was supposed to be there when the Branson Hills Parkway was finished was supposed to have a signal there. And they had the funds tied up in escrow, and they got short on funding for the projects on Branson Hills Parkway. And so somebody in David's organization, the city, elected to take the funds from that and put the light in at Walmart, because they didn't have, that's my understanding, that's what David relayed to us, and that's what Mr. Huff and I also attend the Homeowners Association meetings and the SID Board meetings for Branson Hills Estates. And the chairman of both of those and the teams have verified that that's what happened. But anyway, that's history. But there was recognition at the outset that there should have been a light up there. And it is a safety issue, so that's the reason how I got on the top 10 list to start with. All we're asking at this point is, number one,